Get up.
Sunny 101.5, 532, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show.
Morning.
Morning. Well, we are rolling today. Friday's here, and we're ready to go. And we're going to have a perfect day. Yeah, sunshine, high 88. It's 57.
Nice.
Got some giveaways to do. We have chick flicks. We have, all of the stuff. Steve has
all the things.
All the things that we do here. Still trying to decide what that really is, but we do it, and we're gonna get you into the weekend. Steve has the day off today, so it's you and me.
All right. We got this.
We got it. Oh yeah, we got it. Right here in Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, 6:16. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, today's Tell Me Something Good is from the South Bend Tribune. Thanks to an anonymous donor, many of the homeless who'd been living in a tent camp on South St. Joseph Street are now being housed in motels. Now, according to Arkel Bloss, she and other homeless advocates hope to have 40 people who were staying in tents at the former Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles lot situated in those motel rooms by Friday. The owner of the former BMV wanted them gone by earlier this week. Bloss said after negative COVID testing, 32 of those folks were moved in on Wednesday. 8 more are expected to be moved in the next night or two. And they actually had a plan before a donor. And South Bend Mayor James Mueller told the Tribune, if the plan is successful, the city would consider helping by paying for the motel rooms when the donor money runs out as a short-term solution. So advocates will still be working to provide services to those in the motels in addition to helping them find jobs, helping them find permanent housing. And they aren't sharing the identity of the donor or the amount, but they said they hope the money will be enough to cover a few months. Wow, what a nice gesture. What an awesome short-term solution here.
Wow, that's good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
It gets me going.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
All right, 6:55. Here's Tracy.
You're crazy. Oh, that story just cracked me up.
Well, my mom.
Your mom used to say
my,
that.
My mother used to just, after I'd do whatever, some
crazy
kind of action, just look and go, "You're crazy." And your point?
Okay. You know, we just love "You're Crazy," so there's that.
Well, we have a crazy radio paparazzi going on right now.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus recently revealed that she had written a breakup song just 2 months after marrying Liam Hemsworth. Ouch.
Wow.
She said she wrote Slide Away in February of the year before releasing it, right before her divorce. She also shared that she keeps speaking these things into existence. She's talking about the song Malibu that was released a year before her house in Malibu burned down. Yikes.
Oh.
She is back to being single after relationships with Caitlin Carter and more recently, Cody Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she better just stop talking, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. Well, meanwhile, Jason Alexander, do you remember who he was or is, I should say?
Jason Alexander? You're talking about from Seinfeld?
No, Britney Spears, the guy who married childhood friend Britney Spears in Las Vegas. They were childhood friends, and then back in 2004,
Who was I thinking
they got
of?
Married. Well, you know what? I think there is a different Jason Alexander.
I don't know.
I mean, it's probably a pretty common name, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jason Alexander attended a Free Britney protest on Wednesday.
Oh.
And Alexander also says he wants to give their short-lived relationship another go. He says, we really were never given an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander says he spoke to Spears the day before the protest and that he's in favor of her conservatorship coming to an end. He says it has affected both of them and that she's ready for that conservatorship to end.
Huh, uh-huh.
What an interesting turn of events. Well, Taylor Swift pops up on the most recent episode of Selena Gomez's new cooking show, Selena and Chef. Gomez FaceTimes Swift to show her the batch of, now are you ready? Korean barbecue Texas breakfast tacos that she whipped up with the help of Chef Ruo.
Uh-huh.
Korean barbecue Texas breakfast tacos.
I think I might.
Sounds quite good, doesn't it?
I think I might be a fan of that.
Mm-hmm. Swift tells her, I'm very jealous of your whole setup and the fact that you guys are cooking together. The new episodes of Selena and Chef debut Thursdays on HBO Max. Well, for her part, Taylor Swift continues to do nice things. She donated more than 30,000 dollars to a student studying in the UK.
How about that?
Victoria Mario set up a GoFundMe earlier this month asking for tuition help. She said, I'm still in a position of uncertainty as I may not be able to attend university due to my circumstances. Well, Swift came across Mario's story, donated more than 30,000 U.S. dollars, telling her, I came across your story and I'm so inspired by your drive and dedication to turn your dreams into a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, both Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton are set to reprise their roles as Batman in an upcoming DC Universe movie, The Flash. The film is based on a 2011 crossover comic. Now, in that comic, The Flash finds himself in multiple dimensions, with many occupied by different Batmans.
Uh-huh. That's how they're doing that.
Miller expected to reprise his role as Flash, having played him in Justice League, and Andy Muschietti is set to direct. Now, the interaction and relationship between Barry and Affleck's Wayne will bring an emotional level that we haven't seen before, according to the director.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I think Keaton, I think he really enjoyed that Batman role.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah, I think he's really
just right up his
really
alley,
into
you
it.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, today, Mariah Carey dropped the new song, Save the Day, which features Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first for Carey in quite a while.
No kidding.
We're all in this together. You're my only hope. And it's too divided, too deep to understand. But if we don't do it,
now, the song features Hill's vocal bridge from the song Killing Me Softly, her hit from 1996. Save the Day is the first single of the upcoming album, The Rarities, which will be released on October 2nd.
All right.
She sounds great.
Oh, yeah. Voice sounds good.
Today?
She always had a great...
She's always had a great voice. Mm-hmm. I mean, just seems a little crazy, but a great voice.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, let's see. Whose birthday? It is...
I got to do this by myself. This
I know.
Is great. Okay.
And you love this, too.
Yeah,
Brody Jenner.
Who?
Brody Jenner.
Well, I know who that is. So that's a good thing. Young. So young. You know, I'm going to say... And this isn't because I don't know who he is, because I do. but I'm saying 38. Just usually I go to that number because I don't know who that. No, I think he's probably 38.
Well, it has served you well this time. He's 37.
All right. Very good.
Casey Musgraves.
Okay, I got to think about that.
This one's harder.
Yeah. I know the name. I'm 38.
And it doesn't serve you as well. 32.
Oh, 32. Okay.
Country singer.
Okay. Yeah, I knew the name, but I wasn't zeroing in on who. Okay. And
Hayden Panettiere.
Again, I know that name.
Yeah, and she's been in paparazzi recently, just some drama in her personal life.
Yeah. So let's go with 38.
31.
Oh, 31. Okay.
All righty.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Here at 7:43, we have some life hacks for you today. And I'm sure Tracy has one too.
Of course I do. I had you turned down.
I you know, that's what I was figuring. See, because
I apologize.
No, she does that. I'll tell you why she does that, and I get it. I understand. When the mics are off and the music's playing, she can hear what's going on in here, and I tend to snore. And I know that gets a little irritating. So I understand why you turn that off. But here we are.
Yeah. All right, so here we are. You know what? I kind of wish Steve was here for this life hack, but we'll have to remember to tell him, because I thought, boy, this is one of those, if I had known this when.
Okay.
And even still, to a degree, we have this. But you know how there's always stuff that is under your couch, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, dust bunnies alone. But even just the little things that might have fallen out of your shorts pocket.
Anything,
or
sure.
Just got shoved across the floor. There's just you always find loose change or little toys or just everything under the couch.
Right.
I mean, who knew that you could just run to the dollar store or wherever, grab a pool noodle, and you just block the gap between the floor and the couch. You just literally put it under the edge of the couch.
I tell you, those pool noodles, they just do so much.
Push it in a few inches and boom, nothing will get beyond the pool noodle. That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it
especially
is.
When you have really small children or under the bed. Mm-hmm. That is a place that, especially my youngest, oh man, when we decide to look under the bed, we find everything that she has not been able to find. And
yeah.
Or that's how she used to clean. She's definitely past that, but they shove everything under the bed. If you block that off, they can't do that anymore.
Those good old pool noodles, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we go. I don't know. Sometimes you think that you might have your own angel that takes care of you and help and gives you signs and stuff to help you.
Yes. Oh, I firmly believe that.
Well, after this story, I'm just starting to really start to believe that too. This Virginia man said all he was trying to do was just get, it's just started pouring down. Okay. Mm-hmm. Rain. And he's just trying to get out of the rain. So, he runs into this convenience store,
okay.
Just to get out of the rain. Garland Harrison of Petersburg told Virginia lottery officials he was out just taking a walk recently, and all of a sudden he just starts pouring, so he's scrambling for cover, so he goes in there. You know, he ducks in there into the produce center store to escape the rain and decided to buy a print and play rolling jackpot ticket. Are you ready for this?
Oh man.
I mean, he wasn't even planning on going in there. But the fact that it was raining, that's why he did.
Okay.
Well, he just said, hey, what the heck? I'm in here. I'll just buy one of these. $158,377. Later, he's out there in the rain going, I won. Can you believe that?
Oh my gosh. So what's the life hack? Buy more lottery tickets?
Yes, buy more lottery tickets. and I just did my life hack. That was my go figure.
I know. I knew exactly what you did. I'm just teasing.
So what should I do? What should I do? See, I'm doing other jobs that I'm not used to doing, and I mess them up. So my life hack
is play responsibly. I don't know. What is your life hack?
When I do go figure later, should I just do that as a life hack? Or?
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay. And then I could just say go figure after it.
Exactly.
Because I do have a life hack, and it's a pretty good one.
Okay, well, let's do the life hack and go figure.
Oh, my gosh.
We're just going to confuse the heck out of people this Friday morning.
I don't believe it. I don't believe me sometimes.
It happens to the best of us. It's Friday.
Well, I got all these things going. Well, I don't even want to make excuses. I just... So here's the deal. When we do go figure... coming up here in about 5 minutes, that's going to be my life hack. That'll be my life hack, okay? It's very simple. It's
just Steve simple and Tracy's stuff. Life hacks, making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:57, and time for a life
go
hack.
Go figure
a life hack. A go figure life hack. That's right. It really is.
Because here's Jack.
So there's this, you know, I did this story about a guy who was just getting out of the rain. He won thousands of dollars. And this was supposed to be my life hack. However, when you when you hear it, you're going to say, well, go figure. Seriously. Let me ask you this question, Tracy.
Okay. All right.
Did you know your head is a surprisingly great conductor when it comes to transmitting a signal? Did you know that?
I did not.
Well, go figure. This can be especially useful when you're trying to find your car in a big parking lot. And we've both been in that mess.
Oh, yes. Yes, we have.
I recall somebody at a concert that could not find their car after the concert. I recall that. I'm not going to mention
worst.
Names. But
oh, gosh. It was the worst.
Well, all you had to do was hold the fob. Now, you know what the fob is, right? It's that thing that you use to open the door.
Right,
all you had
to
do is hold that above your head, and it will help push the signal further. What you're essentially doing is turning your head into an antenna, and you'll be able to find your car a lot quicker. Boy, didn't you wish you knew that then, huh?
Oh, that was one of the worst. It was one of the best and worst nights ever. The concert was amazing. Mm-hmm. Traipsing around the streets of Indianapolis at 1 o'clock in the morning, feeling very vulnerable, not so fun.
Well, next time you'll know.
Well, now I'll know.
That's right. You know what I got to say about that?
Go figure.
It's time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
All right. Thought we, with Steve out of the office today, I thought we'd play one we did, a while back, as a matter of fact.
A best of.
Yeah, it was last year. That's how long it's been. But a good one nonetheless. As a matter of fact, I'm familiar with this particular one. I actually...
You love this one.
It's one of the few chick flicks that I've seen that you haven't. I don't think you were aware of it.
I wasn't.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
I still suggest it for you. You know how I always say, no, don't watch. That's not your kind of movie.
Yeah, you're the first to admit that.
This one I think you would like this one. So awesome. Let's play it. And when we do, and you're the 10th caller at 236-1015 with the answer, we'll give you the digital download of the 25th anniversary edition of Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill with bonus acoustic live album. So that is all yours. So Here we go.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's set the scene here, guys. A high-class lady hires a carpenter to work on her boat. And this is what happens. Jack and Steve's action.
What do you think?
What is it?
Well, it's a shoe rack with a twist. You ready? You just turn the crank here. Those drop back. These split. Gives you twice the space.
Stop boring me with your absurdities. What's it made of?
It's called wood. It's oak.
Oak? An oak closet?
Huh? Why am I even amazed?
I don't know why. Are you amazed? One would think you would know closets. And they're made of cedar. If not, we get moths.
Well, lady, there's not a real big moth problem off the Pacific coast, but if you want one out of cedar, that's fine. I'll start over. I just have to tell you, it's going to be more than double my estimate.
What do you mean?
I've already done this out of oak, so...
I'm not paying for your mistake.
I'm not just going to eat it on this deal.
Why not? You've eaten everything else here, and you will eat it because I wanted cedar.
You may have wanted cedar, but you didn't ask for it.
The entire civilized world knows closets are made of cedar.
Will you not be ignored either?
Oh, my word.
Man, oh, man, he's, boy, he is.
That was good.
He's surprisingly, what's the word?
Angry?
Just believable as yes. When he's doing the woman role there, I'll tell you.